Bernstein and Holmes. Middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
What do you expect when you get into the process of trying to get a contract done with them, doing it without the agent?
Yeah, I'm not handling that. I've been focused on these past 3 days of mini camp, the OTAs before that, and rookie camp before that. So I haven't been focused on that. Poles and my team has been focused on that. I have lawyers and attorney, you know, to handle things like that, so that I can, you know, be free minded on the field, enjoying coming in to work every day and work my tail off.
That's cool, but those people technically can't talk to the Bears because they're not accredited agents. So somebody has to be talking to the Bears.
Saint Omni.
Well, that's where it got confusing. That's why I think Saint Omni, which anagrams to "it is no man," is a construct.
We telling you, I found that guy on Instagram. I found him. I don't know if it's a real account, but I found the Saint Omni account on Instagram.
It followed
Roquan Smith. Roquan Smith was following him. There was other people that it was working with. I found it.
It's a construct, though. It's not a person.
It's not, that you are, not that you're aware of.
Who calls and negotiates, because we'll see.
But Saint Omni is the agent in your heart.
Let's get some other perspectives on what could be complicating things. Or maybe it'll make you feel better. So this was our buddy Kevin Fishbane, Fishy Business. He was on the Rich Eisen podcast yesterday, and he doesn't seem worried.
There are no indications that anything is amiss. I think this is just figuring out, dotting the I's, crossing the T's. You know, Caleb, you know, he was traveling, he was enjoying his summer, so they weren't going to get anything done while he was gone. Rookies report to camp tomorrow. So, you know, it could just be that once he gets in the building on Tuesday, they get it all done and we could be done. I think that what's unique about Caleb Williams in this situation, Rich, is this is somebody who's already got, you know, cash in his bank account, right? Like, he's not, unlike a lot of other college football players who have come to the draft forever, he doesn't need to rush to get that bonus check. He made a well-deserved amount of money in college. So, and then you also have the particulars that this is just different. He does not have an NFLPA certified agent working with him. He's got a lot of people around him. And so I think when they go through this contract, there's very few things, as you know, that they can really haggle over. But you might have somebody in there who's never done this before. And is, you know, when you get a lawyer looking at a football contract, they might say, wait a second, I'm not sure if this would fly in my law school class, so I'm going to talk about X, Y, and Z. So they probably have to kind of hash some of those things out just because it's a different negotiation. But I'm not expecting anything wild to happen that's going to keep him off the field.
Okay, well, that was yesterday, and today's Tuesday, and maybe we'll get word today. And maybe they'll say, look, yeah, he showed up, it's time, they worked it all out, and they put it in front of him, he signed it, and here we go. And the Hard Knocks cameras were there to record all of it, which of course they will be, regardless of when it would happen. Because, as we did a couple of weeks ago, explained how television works.
Yeah, you film things in advance, unless it's live. Then it says on the top of your TV, live. So then if it's not live, you can film and then you put it together in editing. It's kind of like that movie Michael Scott created, Threat Level Midnight.
Let's hear an explanation from Mike Florio.
After 3 years of writing, 1 year of shooting, 4 years of reshooting, and 2 years of editing, I have finally completed my movie, Threat Level Midnight.
Typically, it's not that bad, but that's my life in a nutshell.
This morning, as we were driving in, Mully and Haw with Gabe Ramirez had a conversation with Mike Florio. And he has an interesting sort of pet theory as to how Williams can technically represent himself while also having someone else negotiate with the Bears on his behalf.
The Bears told the league they are negotiating with Caleb Williams. So either somebody is deliberately not telling the truth, or the Bears are under the impression they're negotiating with Caleb Williams when in fact they aren't. And that gets to that whole email thing. That's been the easy hack for multiple players. I think it happened with Roquan Smith when he was with the Bears and he wasn't represented. It happened with Lamar Jackson. Potentially, if not actually, it was suspected. I want to be sure that I don't get myself sued over anything by misstating it, but I don't know that you're really defaming anyone by saying this. They're using these means as cover for negotiating with the player when under NFLPA regulations they're not allowed to because they're not licensed by the union. So I don't know how it's actually going down. All I know is Caleb says, I'm not handling that. And the Bears told the NFL, we're handling that with him. And it's kind of hard to reconcile those two positions. And either way, the deal isn't done. So whatever is happening isn't working. And as we've talked about before, there isn't much to haggle about in these deals at this point.
So Florio contends, he said he contacted the league three times. He said he had to ask the question three times to say, are the Bears negotiating with an agent or a representative of Caleb Williams, or are they negotiating with Caleb Williams? And the response came back, the official angle or the official stance is the Bears are negotiating with Caleb Williams. So
it's in everyone's best interest if that's what is said.
Yeah, because I look, and I am, my first thought is to when a player like Caleb Williams says, I don't have an agent, I'm going to do things differently. I don't know if he used the term disruptor, where he talked about how he was going to change the way these deals are done. Okay, that's great. And I'm going to presume and I'm going to grant him that status as the guy in charge of that and doing that. And I'm
to be fair, I think that was Lawrence's word. No, I don't think Caleb himself ever called himself a disruptor.
I've said it, but Dan, finish your thought.
That's more of our phrase.
Yeah, and I think it's clear that any of us that does a deal should have a lawyer look it over and say, you know, ask this question, ask that question, maybe ask for this, maybe do that. And yet you are the person actually in the negotiation with the adverse party. So I would just like it if Williams didn't sort of pawn it off, because he said it a couple days ago too. I was like, yeah, I've got people working on that. Well, by the letter of the law, you don't. You have people helping you and advising you, but as Florio got the official response from the NFL, their stance is they are negotiating with Caleb Williams. And that's why we get to these silly speculative things about the email address. Like it's the, what was that Michael Crichton book with the movie with Michael Douglas and Demi Moore? There it all came down to the email that they thought was somebody else. I'll remember it.
You just spoiled that movie.
Well, I didn't, because the...
Don't give the answer.
Spoiler alert.
Alert.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point to make, Studs, is that nobody's... that is not like his self-appointed title, Caleb Williams. He's not like, I am Caleb Williams, comma, disruptor.
Right. He didn't... We've
noted that over the process of how he works in practice in his actions, that yes, Caleb Williams has been disruptive to the process of how things are typically done, which I would assume is why he doesn't have an NFL CBA approved agent working on this, or NFL PA as well. Here's the thing, though, is what's the incentive for him to not have an NFL PA agent? Because you're still talking about, it's 4%, right? It's four.
That's a lot.
Yes, Dan, and in our industry, it's 10.
It is?
Yeah, that you negotiate from 10. So anyway, for him, it's 4%. So we know a thing or two about this, correct? This process. So is it about the 4% for somebody who already has $10 million with a standard contract? No. Like, to me, it's probably about the next contract where things really get expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that's it necessarily. I think it's that an NFL PA agent may be more inclined to not push back on the things he can negotiate.
I also think, too, that especially NFL PA agents, the big ones who represent a lot of guys on a lot of teams, have to look at their portfolio of clients broadly.
Yeah.
And have to say, well, if this...
They don't want to mess up a relationship with a team or push back too hard because of what it means for another client who might be also on the team.
I get that. And Williams is special. The truth is, there's never been anyone like him before ever entering the NFL.
But the longer this plays out, the more leverage Williams has to get what he wants, because he's doing all the right things. He's part of the community. He wants to do that. He's saying what he's saying about the process because that's what is typically said. I don't mind that. I'm not stuck on the exact words he uses. Because that, to me, the way you say it and how you say it is typical of the process. If somebody asked me about it, I'd say the same thing. I'm not worried about it right now. I pay somebody a lot of money to do that.
But technically,
I say that part because I have an agent.
Right. You're being absolutely truthful. Where for him to say, I have many advisors who are helping me with this negotiation.
But that's how you would say it because you're really concerned about being quoted in public as if there's some sort of courtroom proceeding after this.
It just surprised me that somebody who should proudly be in charge. For Caleb Williams to say, look, I'm different. I'm special. I'm doing this differently. And yeah, the Bears and I continue to talk.
Are you hung up on how he said it? Or are you hung up the current situation?
I'm just exactly what Florio said. For the same reason Florio was curious enough to keep asking the league, does Caleb Williams have representatives negotiating with the Bears, or is Caleb Williams negotiating with the Bears? And to get an official answer from the league that Caleb Williams is negotiating with the Bears when Caleb says otherwise, it's just how that conflict resolves. It's just then that's why he speculated the email address. All I want is for him to get the deal done, get everybody happy, and get them in there throwing footballs.
Hey, the longer this goes on, especially since the Bears put every egg in the city in the same basket,
mm-hmm.
the more incentivized the Bears are to give him what he wants.
And he knows that.
Right. As I like to say, this isn't rocket surgery.
And the question is, with Roma Dunze then, who does have an agent, are they kind of laying back and thinking, hey, Adunze's special too. Let's see what you throw in for him. Let's see what Caleb gets. And then maybe we'll ask for some other things also.
When Matty Refluse is on the phone with Roma Dunze, what do you say? Just like we drew it up?
Well, drop another comma and some more zeros. Or change some of the offset language. Feel free to do that too. And now Eberflus can say, that's above my pay grade. Other people are doing that. It's I'm still not, my threat level on it in general is still not raised. Although
you're not at threat level midnight.
It is Tuesday and he's not signed. So maybe we'll have something during the show today. I know what we have next.
You really think it's going to happen today? Like during our show, you think it's going to happen from 10 to 2 on July 16th, 2024?
Why not?
Hey, we got the Craig Council news on this show. Remember that? It was a great day.
That was quite the day.
We famously got the Vooch trade during the show.
Yes, sometimes news happens during our show.
It happens. What time is practice?
That's an excellent promo.
They don't
promo.
Practice until like Friday or Saturday.
Okay, so what do you know officially?
Midday's on the score. Sometimes news happens during our shift.